Hi there, and welcome once again to the Intersex podcast. I'm Jo Roberts, and the title of this podcast is Intersex and Abortion, a somewhat controversial title. And in this podcast, I will be talking about the subject of prenatal testing for detecting differences in sexual developments in pregnancy. And the reason that I am talking about this topic is because I encountered a news story only a couple of days ago in a British newspaper about a reality TV star in the UK who revealed that a number of years ago she had a pregnancy terminated after the doctor advised her that the child was likely to be intersex. So, like a lot of intersex people, I had some quite strong feelings on the matter, so I decided I wanted to make this podcast to talk a little about that. My initial feelings on reading the article were ones of sadness and heart, but after getting over that, I decided that it felt right to make a podcast on the issue. So I'm going to go through the article bit by bit. Just to give a bit of background for anybody listening to this podcast that's not from the UK, the article is about a woman called Gemma Collins, and she is a reality TV star in the UK. She is in a programme called The Only Way is Essex. The title of the article is Gemma Collins' Revelation She Terminated Pregnancy After She Discovered Baby Was Intersex Sparked Fierce Debate. They have given a little bit of background information. They've said that intersex babies account for roughly one in every 2,000 births in the UK. So I'm just going to go through the article now. It begins, "The Only Way is Essex star Gemma Collins sparked fierce debate today after revealing she terminated her pregnancy because her baby was intersex and not going to be right. Speaking during a candid interview on the Everything I Know About Me podcast, the former TOI star broke down in tears, claiming doctors advised her to have the abortion in her 20s because her baby was, quote-unquote, a hermaphrodite. A hermaphrodite is considered an outdated and offensive term for people that are intersex. In modern society, the term people with differences in sex development, DSD, is used. The umbrella term covers 40-plus rare conditions which develop in the womb and give people unusually arranged or developed genitals. Sometimes the internal anatomy is rearranged. For example, a boy may be born with a penis but have internal rather than external testicles. The vast majority of intersex people live perfectly normal and healthy lives. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about what I've read out so far. And the first thing that obviously strikes me about this is how horrible it feels, as a person who is like that, to know that there are people in this world who abort babies just because they're like that, and that there are still doctors, even in the 21st century, who advise people to have their babies aborted because they happen to be different in that way. It's a very depressing and sort of hurtful moment for somebody who has a difference in sexual development to know that that is the case. I'm assuming, based on what she said, that she's using the word hermaphrodite as an umbrella term rather than to refer to people who have the condition known as ovotesticular syndrome, which used to be known as true hermaphroditism. So I'm assuming that the term hermaphrodite here is being used as an umbrella term. However, as the article points out, there's a few other terms which are used nowadays. I'm not actually somebody who has a problem with the word hermaphrodite, although I know a lot of people whom it refers to do have a problem with it, or who it used to refer to anyway. The article also says that the majority of intersex people live perfectly normal and healthy lives. I take some issue with that, the normal part. I don't really regard that there is any such thing as normal, and I personally would slightly disagree with that. I don't think you can ever have a completely normal life if you have a difference in sexual development, but you can have some semblance of normality and you can have quality of life as an intersex person. But I do actually feel like being different in that way will impact your life, no matter what. But I take on board what it's saying. It's making the point, and that is the exact same point I make, that just because you have a difference in sexual development doesn't mean that you can't have quality of life, and that's really the main point that I'm trying to make here. And it's a very obvious point. The article then continues. Gemma told the podcast, "You can imagine I didn't know what the word was. I had to look it up. I'd never been taught about hermaphrodites. No surprises there." She goes on to say, "I didn't know what they were and I didn't know they existed. So that was a real shock." Yeah, it's a shock to the people that are like that as well, that still in the 21st century there are human beings walking around who don't even know that we exist. That is shocking. She added, "They then advised me, you need to have a termination because this baby is not going to be right." This is where it starts to become really quite disturbing because, as the article later goes on to point out, and I'll say it now, it's possible for somebody to have a difference in sexual development and have like a clean bill of health and be generally healthy. A lot of people assume and they refer to this as like a birth defect, making the implication that there are automatically impacts on your health. And it's not necessarily the case. There are a few intersex variations which can go hand in hand with certain health issues, but by no stretch of the imagination do all intersex people have health conditions or poor health because they are intersex. It's just not the case. So to terminate a healthy baby purely because their body is slightly different in some way is really, really extreme. It reinforces the idea that I've spoken about before in this podcast that there are still people, including people in the medical profession, who regard people with differences in sexual development as somehow being less human than anybody else, or somehow not fully formed human beings, or are not actual human beings, or are not as human as anybody else. It's astonishing that these kind of views still exist. For anybody that hasn't figured it out for themselves, intersex people think and feel to the same degree as anybody else. This shouldn't even need to be pointed out in this day and age. I'm astonished that this level of a lack of awareness still exists, including in medical professionals. Another issue which I would raise on this subject is the issue of prenatal testing. Now, I did a little bit of research into this, and it's possible to test for DSDs in the UK and probably other countries in the Western world as well. You can actually have specific prenatal testing to test for this. And, you know, if people are doing prenatal testing, they're doing it for certain reasons, and people can test for all sorts of things. But if they're testing for something like this, it has been known about that there has been a sort of tendency for people to have abortions when they consider that their child has some sort of quote unquote defect. And unfortunately, in the 21st century, there are still lots of people who regard being intersex as a defect. And there are people who actually have their babies aborted if it turns out that the baby has something like Down syndrome. This is still a thing in the 21st century. So that's quite a disturbing issue as well, prenatal testing to test for certain traits and characteristics. So the article then goes on to talk to a number of intersex people, which I suppose is in this newspaper's favour. It's the Daily Mail in the UK. And it goes on to say intersex adults, as well as social media users, claim they were dismayed by Gemma's experience. Alyssa Ball, 28, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, told Mail Online that it was unfair not to give an intersex baby a fighting chance in the world. She was born with testicles inside of her body instead of ovaries. Her parents found out she was intersex at just 3 weeks old. Speaking to this website about Gemma's story, she said, "I think it's really unfair to not be able to give an intersex baby a fighting chance in the world. They will be able to be a happy, healthy adult given the right resources, community support, and the right healthcare providers." Alyssa, a yoga teacher, even argued that wanting to terminate a pregnancy on the basis that the child was intersex is no different than having an abortion based on a child's hair colour. The article then goes on to give a bit of background on prenatal testing, and it says most physically obvious DSDs are spotted shortly after a baby is born or through an ultrasound in pregnancy with differences in external genitalia spotted. Non-invasive prenatal tests like those offered to mothers-to-be on the NHS at 11 to 14 and again at 20 weeks may show a baby to have high odds of a chromosomal variation linked to being intersex. If these tests come back indicating a baby potentially has a genetic or chromosomal condition, a further test called amniocentesis, which examines the fluid surrounding the baby in the womb, is also offered as an additional check. However, the intersex conditions are sometimes only uncovered later in life, like during puberty when trying to have a baby, or even after death during autopsy. So I can't help but think that this is a misuse of resources, but then I would say that. The article then goes on to talk about the abortion aspect of it, saying that in the UK, medics can advise women to terminate a pregnancy on a variety of medical grounds. And these broadly fall under two categories: when there is a risk to the mother's life by continuing the pregnancy, and if scans or tests have shown the unborn child has a serious developmental anomaly. Whether this will be recommended depends on the very specific nature of the case and the parent's wishes. There are multiple conditions unborn children can have that might result in this kind of termination, such as serious problems with how the heart or bones have developed in the womb, or that they have a severe disability. Some of the most well-known conditions that can be covered by this include genetic conditions like Down syndrome, Patau's syndrome, or Edwards syndrome. Abortion rules in Britain mean women can request a termination up to 24 weeks of pregnancy, but it is up to medics if it's granted. Terminations can still be carried out after this 24-week period in very limited circumstances, like the medical ones previously mentioned. Down syndrome inclusion in this list is controversial, and there have been multiple calls to stop people terminating pregnancy after 24 weeks for this reason. So I'd like to just talk about this very briefly. I myself am opposed to all abortion. Like a large number of intersex people, I am entirely infertile, and I have an entirely different way of looking at this from a lot of people. I see all life as precious. I see the life of all unborn children as precious. I don't like the euphemistic language that's used either, such as fetus or embryo. I preferred that they're just called babies. And as an intersex person, and as somebody who can't have children of my own, who can't reproduce, I don't like the idea of abortion. Obviously, I recognise that there's a whole bunch of circumstances which can lead up to it, and I'm not as hardcore on this issue as I used to be. I used to be very uncompromising on it, but I'm less so now. It's just a simple case that I'll just calmly and quietly tell somebody I'm not in favour of abortion, and I'm not really interested in debating people over it. It's just that as somebody that's infertile, I would prefer that it wasn't happening. But I recognise that there's all sorts of circumstances can go on in this world. And obviously, as an intersex person, as somebody that has differences in sexual development, I'm dismayed and disappointed and saddened and hurt to learn that babies who have differences in sexual development are still being aborted in the 21st century. And it kind of does make kind of a bit of a joke of this idea that we're now living in somehow more enlightened times, and that there's some sort of drive to, be a more enlightened and awakened society. Clearly that's not the case, and clearly there's still a long way to go. So this is the Intersex Podcast. I'm Joe Roberts, and thank you very much for listening. Please tune in again. I don't make these podcasts as much as I used to, but I make them now and again. So if you want to listen to some more, please like and subscribe, and please tune in again. Thanks very much. Bye for now.